Are you ready to go from burned out to blissed out? I'm Rebecca Whitman. I will share with you my 7 pillars of abundance and interview experts that will help you get all 7 areas of your life in alignment so that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's get into the show. Welcome everyone to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Thank you everyone for your reviews, your subscriptions, your sharing this message that you don't have to go through life exhausted, drained, overwhelmed. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant and still achieve everything you want and more. Today, we have a wonderful new friend of my life. Welcome to the show, Julie Ka'anapu.
Thank you so much. Hello. So excited to be here.
It's so great to have you. I was so honored to be a part of your summit called FLAB, more on what that means later. And I've met some great new friends and clients from it. And I was just so excited to collaborate again with you and have you share your wonderful message to my community. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's been great. And I love everything that you're doing and empowering more women, right, to live that abundant life. So kudos to you and keep up the wonderful work. I appreciate it too.
Thank you. And we are the curly haired sisters.
Yeah.
Black curly hair. I have brown curly hair. So if you see it on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about, but we're rocking our curls today. I love it. So let me tell my audience a little bit about your incredible background. So Julie is an NBC HWC nationally board certified health and wellness coach with over 25 years in the health industry. She's done everything from physical therapy to working with physicians, implementing medications, to coaching clients to achieve their health goals. She has a dual bachelor's degree in sports medicine and biology from the University of Oregon. She is certified in functional nutrition from FNL and a graduate of WorldLink Medical, where she mastered the protocols for many things, including hormone replacement therapy. Her passion is to educate and empower women over 40 who feel overlooked by the medical system and who struggle with the symptoms of FLAB, which stands for fatigue, low libido, anxiety, brain fog, and belly fat. Her mission is to help women take control over their health and optimize their quality of life without the unnecessary medications. So tell us your origin story, Julie. How did you go from growing up to becoming this health and wellness expert? What was the path that led you here?
You know, thank you for asking. I always enjoyed anatomy. I was an athlete, I was in sports, and just working out.
What did you play? What sports did you play?
I was big into softball and cheerleading. Those were my two. I was blessed to cheer and coach, even the assistant coach and choreographer at the University of Oregon, and played on a competitive women's team. And my husband was my strength coach in college. So all the athletics and kind of the way the body works was always a passion of mine. But getting into more of that functional medicine, that preventative medicine, hormone optimization really came when I was working across the country with other physicians on a different mission. And it was when they were asking me, you know, Julie, what are the doctors doing about hormones? And I was like, I don't know. What are you doing? Honestly. And, you know, this one physician asked or told me that, well, I'm doing what I was taught in med school. I mean, just, that's what I know. That's all I know. And I'm just not getting the outcomes I want nor my patients desire. And he goes, well, you know. I was like, I know what? And he goes, you know that any medication is going to deplete some sort of vitamin, mineral, or definitely hormone, especially with pain medications. And I did know that, but I didn't even think about it. And the more I dug into it and researched it and looked for a better way, because that's what he was saying, my patients nor I are not getting the outcomes we want. I really delved into it and realizing that when our hormones are optimized correctly and we are given the right nutrition or supplementation, from vitamins and minerals, we can reduce and prevent top 10 killers in America. And it drove me so far to, you know, the last 12 years, 15 years of studying this, and I'm now teaching physicians on how to implement it into their practice, and also, of course, educating patients to understand that not all doctors understand this, so how to connect with one that does. But it really drove home the last few years that my mom was diagnosed with dementia, and we were moving her into memory care, and then my dad was diagnosed with cancer. So I have two parents separately trying to help take care of them with these really preventable diseases. And knowing what I know now, if I would have known 20 years ago, right, I truly believe that they could have had a different outcome. And that's what drives me every day to just educate others. They get to still choose, but I want everyone to at least know the options and the literature and the education on how to live a quality of life, how to reduce risk of disease, and not have to turn towards so many of these medicines. That medicine is still important. There's a time and place, but that's not always the fix, right? That's just something that helps with the symptom. How do we truly take care of that root cause and feel better, right? Have less anxiety, have less reducing flag, right? The fatigue, the low libido, the anxiety, the brain fog, the belly fat, everything that we tend to have or increase as we age. And nobody's looking at hormones. Nobody's looking at what you're eating truly, or your vitamin D levels or supplementation, your gut health. But here's an antacid, or here's some Prozac, honey, you're just depressed and you're not Prozac deficient, right? So again, not that that doesn't have a time and a place, but that's what really drove me. That's my passion, is to educate more women on how to age healthier, quality of life without the unnecessary medication, if that could be avoided.
Are your parents still alive?
My dad has passed and my mom's in hospice.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Well, I can understand how seeing your parents suffer and you wanting to help other people so that they can have more longevity, right? And it's health span, not lifespan. Because if you're alive, but you have dementia, or you're immobile because you're in a wheelchair, it's about quality of life and having a health span. And I love that what you're doing helps that.
That's right. So we can live longer. We know how to extend life, but right, we're making life crappier, right?
And right.
Live life crap longer. No. The whole idea, right, is to have this quality of life, age awesome, and then have a great orgasm and die in your sleep, right? I mean, just be done.
Yeah. Wow. And okay, I have to change the rating of the show now. Sorry. People forget. No, I'm totally kidding. Is that how you want to die?
Okay, well, so new poll. You can take a new poll. What's the way?
And, are you happily married?
I am. Yeah. 27 years.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you come up with FLAB? I love an acronym. How did you come up with that?
Yeah. Those were the most symptoms, complaints, or symptoms that I hear women talk about. When I asked, right? Fatigue was just the number one thing that happens starting in our late 20s and our 30s, especially with a couple of pregnancy cycles. Libido is soon to go for a woman.
Let's talk about each one and maybe recommend a habit or a supplement that we can start implementing today or this week, this month, to help each one. I know you're not a doctor, so if anybody's listening to this show, this is not medical advice. If you have, you know, problems, see your physician. We're just talking about functional, nutritional advice. Okay. So let's go through each one. And why don't you give a habit recommendation, a supplement, something that would help that get to an optimal level. So let's start with F.
Sure. Gosh. And so many of these are going to be repetitive because everything.
Okay.
Right. So with fatigue, F is for fatigue, right? You're just getting tired. When I realized some of these symptoms, I was in my late 30s still. And it was either you hit that afternoon wall, right? That 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you just like need a nap, or you're going to reach for another coffee, you're going to Starbucks or the Monster's drinks that are, we all know, are horrible for us. You're just tired all the time. So a lot of that, well, everything almost comes back to food. So how much water are we drinking? How much sleep, of course, are you getting? What type of foods are you eating? So is it processed foods? Is it enough protein? A lot of times we have these, you know, sugar cravings when we don't get enough protein, which most women that I talk to don't. They don't realize how much protein is optimal for them, depending on what their goals are. And then testosterone is a huge declining hormone that is actually the most abundant hormone in a woman's lifetime. It's the most gonadal, it's most abundant hormone in a man and a woman's lifetime. And too many people are still thinking that testosterone is just for men, where all the men actually got their testosterone receptor, the androgen receptor, is on the X chromosome. So that comes from your mama. So everyone got their testosterone from their mama. So
I know you're not giving like a consultation, but in general, do you think that more women could benefit by testosterone hormone replacement therapy if they're really tired? Could that be a possible solution?
Absolutely. Yes. So could be, right? Could be, maybe, might be. And the education around that is working with thousands of doctors across the country in multiple different specialties. I've still not met a one, even naturopathics, that learned how to optimize hormones in their schooling. It's more of, here's the endocrine system, here's how it works. And when you take your blood work, if you are within the right range, which they want to call normal, and there is no normal, then it must be something else, right? It's only when it falls outside of those ranges, low or high, then they typically refer you or think about it. The problem with that is when it comes to testosterone, a lot of the labs out there, the lab value might start with zero. So it's completely normal that you have zero testosterone. However, the benefits of testosterone can not only be fatigue, actually low libido, anxiety, brain fog, belly fat, joint pain, irritability, mood swings, anxiety, depression, and so much more. It's protective. It has a very protective benefit against Alzheimer's and dementia, against heart disease, number one killer in America, against breast cancer, extremely protective against breast cancer and reoccurrence. Yes, that's in breast cancer patients with testosterone. Can reverse and reduce osteopenia, osteoporosis, and even the severity possibly of prostate cancer. It's a protective benefit. So you not only get the feel-good benefits when it's optimized correctly, you can also have the side benefits of reducing those risks of disease. So testosterone is a huge, huge proponent that could be maybe something that's right for you. And we start to decline, or women, I should say, women can start to decline testosterone in their late 20s. Mm. So it's never too early or too young to think maybe it's my testosterone and maybe get it checked and talk with a provider who understands what optimizing is all about for you.
And how much protein do you recommend women get? Is it their weight in grams of protein or 100 grams a day? I know women are not getting enough protein in general. So what do you recommend to your clients?
Yeah, so great question. Of course, hate to be political, but it depends on your outcome, what goal you're wanting to set. So if you're wanting to gain more muscle, it's going to be, of course, a little more. If you're looking to lose weight, it may be a little bit less. But depending on where you're starting from. So in general, right, rule of thumb, yes, I agree with approximately 1 gram of protein per body weight. That is your goal body weight. Okay. So if you're 150 pounds and you want to lose 10 pounds, then your goal might be around 130 to 140 grams of protein every day. If you're wanting to reduce fat mass, but also increase muscle, then it might be 150 to 160 a day, right?
Do you have any good hacks for getting more protein?
Yeah, some women think initially, like, oh my gosh, how can I eat all of that? And it's not that difficult, actually. But the thing is, the great thing is you get to eat, right? You get to eat. Right. You're not going to be hungry. You don't feel the cravings, right? You don't have those blood sugar drops that make you so tired as well. So personally, just what I like to do. I'm a morning person, so I get up, I go to the gym. I like a protein, you know, shake right after. Eggs are always in my diet. Seems like if dairy is okay with you, a full fat cottage cheese. I love that with some cucumber, celery sticks, carrots, even peppers, whatever, almost like a dip. Almond butter, you know, with apples, a few scoops of that. I might have another type of enhanced protein vitamin type of drink in the afternoon if I'm on the go. Of course, chicken breast, turkey, steak, heck yeah, grass-fed, wild-caught fish, salmon, everything, right? Under there is this the snacks, I think. Most people go too long without eating. And if you can keep protein within around 3 to 4 hours, within every four hours, then it should keep you on track.
Wow, those are some great tips. Let's move to the L, low libido. I know we already touched on testosterone. Any other tips other than hormone replacement therapy for low libido?
Do you want to know my biggest and best beauty secret? It is liquid collagen. I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing, and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy 2 bottles, it's $25 off. And there's 2 versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health. And there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great, and it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show, and we'll be back to our regular content now.
So libido, yeah, testosterone is definitely going to be a powerhouse there. And the other thing, when it comes to women specifically with libido, it is a mindset for us, right? Men, they could be busy doing 10 things and you come up and you're like, you want to have sex? You're like, yep, and they just are ready to go, right? Us, it's like, we need to decompress. We need to think about things, you know, get them out of our head. Because we can be lying in bed, right, thinking about what needs to be done tomorrow, what forgot today, the kids, the weather in Africa, everything that the wind's blowing, so many different things.
Our mind is like a computer with 18 tabs open. So we need to shut down those tabs before we can be intimate, right?
It's like that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, right? That's kind of like our brains. So being able to just acknowledge that. Be aware of that. My brain is all over the place. So when it comes to libido, I'm completing an ebook on women and libido. And it's another acronym called MATCH. And the M stands for mindset. So I'll give this little tidbit sneak peek away. So mindset could be, okay, want to have, you know, a nice time with my husband this evening or this morning, whenever it is. Getting in that mindset, just taking 2 minutes, 1 minute, right? 5 minutes, whatever you have, and just being able to breathe deeply, reset your nervous system to relax it and reduce your heart rate. And then being able to visualize, feel your body. So when you're in that presence of deep breathing, maybe your eyes are closed, just envisioning what you like, what turns you on. Is that sitting there pretending, or maybe you are, I don't know, pretending you're naked, right? Is the air coming across certain areas that you like, envisioning your husband or your spouse kissing in certain areas, your neck or your right, wherever that might be. We'll keep it G-rated.
I don't know why you said you want to die after having an orgasm. Okay, keep going.
So mindset is huge. So getting into that right mindset. And if you are, you know, always thinking of certain things, telling yourself, okay, you know what? I'm just going to set this down and this notepad, this picture frame, my water bottle, whatever is going to hold all of that for me. And I will come pick you back up in the next hour, right? I'm not going to forget about you. I will pick you back up and worry about you in the next hour or after an hour. So just allowing yourself to say, I'm not going to not worry about it. I'm not going to forget it. So you don't want to, right? It's not that it's not important, but being able to take a break, basically, and just saying, okay, there's nothing I can do about anything right now. So in another hour, I will pick it all back up and start worrying again. But for this hour, I get to relax. I get to choose me. I get to choose my spouse. And starting with mindset would be the big thing. And testosterone, of course.
Those are some great tips. Just put those worries on a shelf and go into the bedroom. So what does the A stand for? And what are some hot tips for that?
The A is anxiety. Most women, we are just starting to become more anxious. I know I was about a decade ago. And for no reason, right? You just, things are so busy and we're trying to get from point A to point B and juggling 12 different things. And seems like nothing else is, you know, actually happening or going through things. So anxiety can come on for a number of reasons, right? So finding out what it might be for you is important to be able to work with someone who can help you decipher that. But it could be declining hormones. It could be declining testosterone. It could be certain foods that you're eating that you don't realize have this triggering effect or this food sensitivity, which is not
like too much coffee, right? Too much coffee can
maybe too much caffeine. Right?
Are you a coffee person or a tea person or no caffeine person?
I am definitely a coffee person. Yes.
And how many cups a day do you have?
I typically have maybe 3 to even 4 a day, but
you're a partier for a functional nutritionist.
Yeah, we do half calf. So.
Okay. And yeah. How do you drink your coffee? What do you put in it?
I do like a little half and half. That's it.
Okay. All right. And that's it. No sugar, no stevia, just a little bit half and half. Okay.
Not at all. Sometimes I'll go black too.
Okay. Cool. So I feel like anxiety is thinking too much about the future. And if I can just ground myself, what is my next indicated action? Where are my feet? Getting myself out of my head into my body, kind of like what you say before, you know, a sexual encounter, breathing and just getting back into my body and out of my head. I think that really helps me with anxiety. What other foods should we be avoiding? Because you said certain foods or drinks can cause anxiety. Anything else other than caffeine?
Well, it could. It could be more of a relationship of, right? A down the river effect. So certain foods have more sensitivities to it. So if your gut is always off, you just may not be in the right headspace and you might, you know, have more anxiety. Not that it could be a direct correlation. But typically, if it's not hormones, if it's not food, if it's not just unhealthy relationships, right? The two things that I feel can, I don't want to say necessarily eliminate, but the reasons we might have more anxiety is lack of two reasons. And that could be lack of focus and lack of action. So when we have so many things we need to do, we're distracted by everything, all the balls we're trying to juggle. Therefore, we can't focus on one because we're trying to focus on all of them juggling at the same time. So when we allow ourselves to, okay, you know what? All the other balls, I'm going to set you down right here, right? I will come back to you. I'm going to focus on one right now. And we've got to be able to prioritize that. That does not mean the others aren't important, but we got to start somewhere, right? Otherwise, we go nowhere. So focusing on one thing at a time and then taking action on it. Because when we don't take action and nothing gets done, then we have more anxiety. We worry about it more and more.
And then we get into procrastination, which causes more anxiety because it's like, oh my God, I've got all this stuff to do and I have been putting them off and now I have a deadline. And it's just like a vicious cycle. Does estrogen help with anxiety as far as hormone replacement therapy goes?
It sure can. It sure could. I see most women, I guess, with testosterone that helps reduce anxiety. Testosterone's a calmer. And estrogen later, of course, after menopause, can help as well. It's a huge brain protector, heart protector.
And what does the first B stand for?
All right, moving on. So first B is brain fog. So
that's a big
fog, right? Walk into a room, forget why you walked into a room. Who's doing that all the time? Learning someone's name and then forgetting it 10 seconds later.
Forget it. Especially when I meet a group of people, they're like, meet this, and that person. I'm like, hi, everyone. I'll never remember it. Totally.
The biggest thing when it comes to brain fog typically is food, right? What are we eating? It's all coming back to the gut. If we don't have the right type of bacteria, which is probiotics, you know, bifidobacterium, lactobacillus are the two main strains. If we're eating that standard American diet, which most things are maybe fast food or it comes from a box or microwaved food, right? Plastics, it just disrupts everything. And I'm sure everybody's heard, you know, the gut brain axis and the vagal nerve and everything that's connected in your gut starts in your gut, I should say. And you know, that's where that term kind of comes from. Is like, well, what does your gut tell you? It's not what your head tells you. What does your gut tell you? It's that gut feeling. So we want all those good microbiomes in our stomach. And we don't have those, then they can cause leaky gut. It causes that brain fog. Bloating, right? Belching, just not feeling good, disorientation type of things, right? And that mild cognitive impairment, the MCI, that comes from where did I put my glasses? Where are my keys, right? Why did I walk into this room? So taking a look at what we're eating, maybe doing an elimination diet is what I start with. A lot of my clients, eliminating certain foods to figure out which foods are healthy for you, starting figuring out what I call your magic plate, right? Because there's no one diet that works for everybody. There's one diet that can work, but not long-term, right? So figuring out what works for you, restoring your gut, starting there, and then looking at possible specific hormones that could be declining that might still show within range or what some doctors might say normal, but definitely not optimal.
And what was I going to say? What is the best time of day to take a probiotic?
Best time to take a probiotic is when you remember to take it. So,
so there's no like certain time of day where it works the best with food, without food. It doesn't
with
matter.
Food, yes. With food, whenever you take it. When I'm talking about supplements, I'm like, don't make it a science experiment. Right. If you've never taken things before and you're like, am I going to remember? Whatever's going to work for you best. Depending also on the type of probiotic you take, is it one a day? Is it two a day? Best case, but just again, get it in you, but with food and a probiotic would be best.
Great. And the final B in FLAB, what does that stand for?
Final B, belly fat, right? So,
We love that. The muffin top. How do we get rid of our spare tire or a muffin top?
Oh, gosh. Well, abs, I'm sure many people have heard abs start in the kitchen, right? So, again, it comes back to the food. What are you eating? Some of you might say, I'm eating great and I can't, for whatever reason, nothing's changed. I've always been fine. My stomach was not a case for me, but now as I'm aging, all of a sudden this excess, right, belly fat is starting to creep up on me. Well, I would probably guess and be willing to wager, I guess, gamble that you're kind of probably past 40 when this happens, 40s, 50s, and beyond. And that's when our hormones start even more declining and going out of whack. So it's that perimenopausal phase. And that's when our progesterone starts to leave. Estrogen, it becomes spotty. So So the hot flash that some might have is because we're not producing the estrogen that we used to. So our brain, right, is telling our body to kick on. So then we get these surges, which might continue a hot flash, but we're low on progesterone. So our periods are out of whack. Our menstrual cycles are irregular. And that's where a lot of times our midsection, our fat cells, try to make up for the hormones that aren't being produced from our ovaries. Fat cells, our adipose tissue, actually gives off a lot of testosterone and estrone. Estrone is estradiol. It's the first one of four, and it's the weakest one. But sometimes what can happen is as we're declining in the powerhouse, which is estradiol, E2, our fat cells want to try to help, right? We know we need more. So in the belly, they tend to, I'm going to use the term, balloon up, right? To give off more estrone because we need more for it to convert to estradiol, which is the powerhouse. And when we're able to supplement or optimize the right type of hormones in the right way, then our fat cells, what I'm going to use the term, can calm down again, right? And it helps actually get rid of, it can help reduce that adipose tissue along with, of course, diet, right type of exercise, et cetera. The third thing I would say around belly fat where a lot of women might get it wrong or make a mistake, I wouldn't say get it wrong, it's just make a mistake, is doing too much cardio. That might be a winner. Too many people might say, yay!
Okay, so too much cardio can cause belly fat. Now we're getting into some controversial opinions here. Tell us more. Let's unpack this.
So I wouldn't say too much cardio causes belly fat, but it's not going to help get rid of it.
Okay, it's not going to help get rid of it. Let's unpack that.
Yeah, so we know muscle burns fat, right? And too many women think we need to go to the gym and spend time on the treadmill versus lifting weights in fear of getting bulky and looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? There is extremely, extremely hard work that has to go into looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It is near impossible. It's not impossible, but you get what I'm saying, right? Too many people or women think that they're going to bulk up. Well, the one thing that can happen or does happen, if a woman starts to strength train, which I 100% think they should, they will see an increase in muscle mass. What weighs more than fat? Muscle, right? So then they start seeing the scale go up, and the scale is not our friend, right? it's an indicator. It's a piece of a large puzzle that we can take in that feedback, but it is typically not our friend if that's the only piece that we're looking at. So if they start to build muscle and they see the weight go up and maybe clothes are feeling a little tighter, but they're not sure where, but they haven't given enough time for the muscle to build to burn the fat, then they stop and then they go back to cardio. And too much cardio can actually burn muscle, which is going to show on the scale that you lost weight. But when we lose more muscle, we lose the metabolic burn, our thyroid goes into whack, and we then end gaining more fat. So highly recommend that being patient is something that a lot of us may not be good at. And getting in the gym and doing some strength exercises, eating enough protein, and giving yourself patience. Doing measurements versus weighing in on the scale, if you're one that can kind of push that aside for a little bit, might be better psychologically if you're putting a lot of information into that scale and what the feedback comes back with that.
So how many times a week should we be lifting weights and how many times a week should we be doing cardio, if any cardio?
Yeah, and good question. Comes back to, again, your goal. What is your goal? Is it maintenance? Is it to add a little muscle mass? Is it to add muscle mass and lose body fat?
To lose body. I think most people listening to this show want to lose body fat and add muscle mass. So then what would you recommend?
So with that, as a general rule of thumb, 3 to 5 days a week, 5 days would be ideal of some sort of activity that is going to increase your heart rate. So there's a lot of things you can do in a a power type of workout, a resistant workout to get your heart rate up as well.
Like HIIT training, high intensity training. You could do both. Combine the cardio and the strength.
Yes. Yeah, you can do both. So where others might think of, okay, I'm just going to do biceps today, or, you know, buys and tries or shoulders. So incorporating all over body, but just starting somewhere. And I think if you're one that's not, that hasn't gone to the gym, or like, okay, I'm going to go, don't set yourself up like you're going to go 5 days a week off the bat, right? Start very small. The best way that people can make habit change is keeping it simple, right? The whole KISS method, keep it simple. So nothing is too small if you're able to do it and just propels you forward, right?
Speaking of health habits, what is a health habit that we should all be doing that are listening to this show? If you could just give us three things that are the top three health habits that we should all be doing for optimal health, what would they be?
Oh, goodness gracious. Only three, huh? I love it. Three top things. So the first thing that comes to my mind is faith. And whatever you believe in, God, faith, something greater than you, that gives hope. It gives progress. It gives possible opportunity. So I would say faith would be the first one for me. Second, I would, it's a tie between stress management, movement, and food. Food is kind of a no-brainer, right? Eating single ingredient foods, the outside perimeters of your grocery store, very, very limited inside. You know, it's kind of funny. I heard we were talking about how a grocery store has a health food section. And I'm like, well, what's the rest of the store? eating the perimeters, eating your single ingredient foods, which includes water. I'm going to throw water in there, hydration. And then it's going to be your stress management or sleep and exercise. So
you can't do three. These are all too important. So I have one, faith, two, food, three, stress.
I'll put movement because if we're eating well, if we're moving well, our movement is going to help us sleep better and it's going to help us reduce our
sleep. So these are the top five, guys. Faith, food, stress management, movement, sleep. Listen to this, Julie. I'm sure you'll come up with another acronym for your next book or webinar, but those are great. And this is the last question before we start wrapping it up. What are some supplements that all women over 40 should be taking?
I think a supplement, in my own opinion, again, like you said, not a licensed physician to prescribe, right. But I think women, men, kids, anybody who's breathing should have a probiotic. There's so much literature on, again, gut health, and what we're exposed to every day is just killing it all the time. So yes, we need to continually feed the gut, and your Yoplait yogurt is not the way to get it, right?
That's candy. There's so much sugar.
Right. Yeah. So probiotics would definitely be one. Was that your question? Just one, or was it three?
No, you can give us a few. What are all the supplements that women over 40 should be taking?
Okay, so yeah, probiotics for anybody who's breathing. One, probably vitamin D. And your vitamin D needs to have a K2 in it, possibly a vitamin A, but K2 works synergistically together. So vitamin D has a wide range when it comes to getting your blood taken and a test on vitamin D. Most labs are around 30 to 100. And a couple decades ago, mine was around 38. So totally within the, what they would say, normal range. And my doctor at the time told me, he's like, hey, so everything looks normal, right? For that term before, your vitamin D is on the lower end, but it's normal range. Let's just watch it. Watch it what? Get worse? Not going to get any better, right? So there's literature out there that shows if you're a female and your vitamin D is less than 50, you have a large increased risk of heart disease and breast cancer. If your vitamin D, other literature shows, if your vitamin D is above 70-ish, 70-80 range, it has been shown to kill cancer cells and stop the spread of cancer. Now, that is not a cancer cure claim, but this literature showed how our immune system, right, is fighting off cancer cells all the time. And either your immune system is bolstered enough to do so, or it's not. And our immune system, again, comes back, the majority, almost 80%, is in our gut. And vitamin D is a huge bolster of vitamin D, of your immune system. So having it is an optimal range. It's going to help not only your immune system, but your moods, your muscle, protectant of multiple organs and systems against a lot of diseases. And too many of us are not in the sun enough, right? When we are, we have sunscreen on, or we're in fluorescent lights. So vitamin D would be another. And then probably the third would be a tie between methylation and vitamin Bs or omega-3s. And
they're both great.
Yeah, omega-3s.
What does that mean? Explain to my audience, what does methylated vitamin Bs mean?
Perfect. So vitamin B, everyone's aware, right? There's multiple vitamin Bs. And a lot of times, not all the time, but most clinics, if you go in and maybe get a vitamin B shot, most of them, it's a cyanocobalamin or a methylcobalamin. So cyanocobalamin means cyanide, really, but it is an inactive form of vitamin B. Methylated vitamin B or methylcobalamin is an active form of vitamin B. So when we take vitamin B, that's a non-active form, our body is, we have to convert it into the active form. But there's approximately, statistics show, over 60% of Americans that aren't able to convert that. So if we're taking a vitamin B that we can't convert, we're not getting any benefit from it, typically. So a methylated vitamin B has methylcobalamin, look on the back labels, would be most likely most important for everybody. So methylation, that whole process, basically it turns on or off certain genes. And when you turn on certain genes, they can be protective. If you turn off certain genes, then you don't have protection, right? So it's really important to have that right balance with your whole methylation process of your genes being turned on or off. And then omega-3s, you want EPA and DHA, not just fish oil. So the biggest thing I could say with, we'll go to omega-3. So the EPA and DHA, every single cell in your body is encased in a layer of fat. Your entire nervous system, right, is encased in fat. Your head is majority fat. That's where the term fat head comes from. So we have to have the good fats for just everything to work. And most of us are not eating anchovies and enough salmon and enough healthy omega-3s. So when it comes to any type of supplementation, though, I highly recommend, do not get it on Amazon. Do not get it on Walgreens or Costco. As much as I love Costco, there's not enough testing that is required on over-the-counter supplements. You know, we could formulate a company right now and put a little carpet fibers, a little dust, some soil, some grass, and call it a multivitamin. I mean, it's ridiculous.
There's no regulation.
Yes. So a pharmaceutical grade, which could be through a physician's office, could be common sense therapies, could be Thorn, could be a few other companies that are legitimate, that have this right testing, have quality products, and you're not leaving with possibly more gunk in it than you are good, right? There's been a couple articles I've read that they've taken a lot of different supplements over the counter, especially with vitamin omega-3s, and there was more mercury in those products than there were the EPA or DHA that you wanted. So you were actually buying and taking something that could harm you versus what you think you're trying to do good. So
that is toxic. So last question, if you had a billboard on the side of the highway that said one sentence, what would it be?
If I had a what? I'm sorry?
On the billboard side, on the side of the highway that had one sentence that you would broadcast to the world, what would your one sentence be?
When it comes to healthcare, it would say normal is not optimal.
There you go. You heard it here. Normal is not optimal. Thank you so much for all the wealth of information you shared. I know my audience is going to want to stay connected with you. How can people stay in touch with you, Julie?
Sure. ProHealthShare.com is my website and social media. And happy to, of course, give you and your audience either a free health plan if they would like to have a 25, 30 minute call with me. Also, they're more than welcome to download my how to lose weight when nothing else is working. And then also wanted to give, so we weren't able to talk about thyroid and metabolism so much, but giving a discount off my Master My Metabolism workshop if they so choose to do so.
That is so generous of you. Thank you so much. Everyone, you have been listening to another fabulous episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you take a screenshot, rate, review, subscribe, share this with a friend, and come back next week. Until we see you again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Thanks, everyone. Wow, what an amazing show. I got so much value out of that, and I hope you did too. I would love to help you get unstuck. Which of the seven key areas of life do you feel blocked in? Maybe you are stuck in your love life and can't manifest your soulmate. Maybe you just can't lose that last 10 pounds. Maybe you are burned out and want to get out of your job and create a six-figure side hustle. I have great news for you. I am offering 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week for the women and the men that are ready to get unstuck. This is a free 45-minute coaching call that I am offering to my listeners. Just go to the link in the show notes. And for those of you ready to really have the time of your life and end 2024 on an incredible note, you will want to learn more about the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, October 3rd through 6th in Belize City, Central America. Not only will you learn how to get all 7 areas of your life to a level 10 to end the year with momentum, but you will enjoy pampering in a luxury spa with healthy food, yoga, and sound bath. We will be having an incredible time on the beach, in the pool, walking around the beautiful city. It's in a private island, and it's just something that will be the best decision you ever made. I can't wait to spend a weekend with you in Belize City, Central America, on a private island. So if you're looking for more information on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, make sure you go to my link in the show notes. And for everybody else, thank you so much for supporting the show. We love our listeners, your reviews, your subscriptions, sharing this podcast with your friends and family is really getting the word out there that you do not have to go through life burned out. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.